Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In C.S. Lewis' masterpiece, The Great Divorce, several unpurified souls take a bus ride from hell to heaven. If they want, they can stay in heaven. Or if they want, they can return to hell. Now, some choose heaven, although the choice usually involves some struggle, and most just go back to the bus, because hell is really where they feel at home. One of the souls, however, has a lizard on his shoulder, and the lizard keeps whispering in his ear, telling him to go back to the bus, to go back to hell. But the soul meets an angel. The angel says, "Off so soon?" And the soul says, "Yes, I'm off." And he explains that he knows the lizard on his shoulder doesn't fit in heaven, and he can't make the lizard shut up, so he'll just have to leave. And the angel tells him he doesn't have to go. All the soul has to do is let the angel kill the lizard. Now, this sounds pretty drastic to the soul. He knows the lizard on his shoulder is a pain, an embarrassment, but he's not really ready to have the lizard killed. So the soul tries to change the subject, tries to delay, asks for time to think about it. But the angel, well, the angel is relentless. He keeps asking, "May I kill it?" In fact, 8 times in rapid succession, the angel asks the soul for permission to kill the lizard on his shoulder. The angel is an angel of death and is ready to pounce in a second, but he will not destroy the lizard without the man's permission. The soul is terrified. He believes that if the angel kills that lizard, he, the soul, will also be destroyed. So, what does this all mean? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What is this lizard sitting on the shoulder? This thing that shames the soul, that makes the soul unfit for heaven, that makes the soul deeply unhappy, and yet this thing that the soul does not want to have killed. Well, the lizard ultimately is disordered attachment. It's vice, it's sin. And the problem with sin, with vice, is that it forms a close relationship, one of mutual dependence with our soul. It gets so deep under our skin that it feels as though it's part of us and we can't live without it. Now, we know it's bad. We know it's, in fact, shameful. But we're terrified of the pain we'll have to go through to get rid of it. And we're really afraid we won't be able to live without it, like we'd not be ourselves. And there won't be anything left of us if it's been taken away. Now, in the story, the soul says to the angel, "How can I tell you to kill it? You'd kill me if you did." And the lizard says to the soul, "He can kill me, but then you'd be without me forever and ever. How could you live?" We don't trust that the joy of union with God and the peace of purity are worth the pain and the sense of loss that God knows we need to undergo. So we cling to our sins, even though we know how hateful they really are. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are disordered attachments in your personality that are so deep you can't imagine life without them. Things where you say, Come what may, I can't do without this. It may be the need for achievement so that you are valued as a person, so that you have a real identity. It may be sexual gratification. It may be good health and physical comfort, or having other people who need you, or want you. It may be you need crisis in your life to distract you from the deeper, painful truths. Or it may be a sense of self-importance, the feeling that you've had a significant impact, or the need to feel that your family is bringing you honor instead of shame. But what if God said, you need to let that go? Could you? Could you just walk away? Or is that attachment so strong that it's a lizard on your shoulder that could talk you into choosing hell instead of heaven? Because you just can't imagine an existence without that one thing you think you need. But we know our vices don't make us happy. We know deep down we'd be better off without them. When the soul says that killing the lizard will kill him too, the angel replies, it won't. But supposing it did? Then the soul realizes that it would be better to die. It would be better to offer up one's very existence than to endure eternity with the filth and the shame and the burden of sin. And the soul says, you're right. It would be better to be dead than to live with this creature. The soul finally comes to accept that, whatever the cost, it must be made clean. Purity and happiness and peace are worth whatever pain has to be undergone. Until we accept that, we will not be fit to enter the kingdom of heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great mystery of human life is that the same powers can lead us closer to God and happiness, or further from God and happiness. The lizard on the man's shoulder is primarily an image of lust, the selfish perversion of the sexual faculty, the sexual power. Our sexuality is one of the ways we are in God's image. It brings us so much joy, propels us into marriage, the most kaleidoscopic experience of love this life has to offer. And then, through the gift of children, it raises up eternal companions for God, for us in heaven. Think of your kids that way, your eternal companions that'll be with you in heaven. But lust has to be killed for sexuality to realize that vision. And the same is true for every power. Magnanimity, the desire to do great things, is the urge to glorify God, to serve our neighbors and society, and become the best of what we can be. But once that desire becomes infected with vanity, with the desire for praise, then our capacity for greatness is siphoned off, bit by bit, by the desire to impress. That lizard, that vanity, has to die for magnanimity to have free reign. The point is, we have to let God kill the things in us that are getting in the way of Him. And it will feel like death at first. But it's really the beginning of the fullness of life. So, if He sends you purification, and you feel like He's killing you, trust Him, because the transformation at the end of the pain, it is worth it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the angel kills the lizard, breaks its neck, and the soul screams in agony. The corpse of the lizard and the ghostly form of the soul both fall to the ground. And it looks like the soul was right. It looks like killing the sin has killed him too. But the next moment, the soul is now standing up and is a man, not a ghost anymore, a whole man, a glorified man, a shimmering, magnificent, perfect, an unspeakably joyful man. He's everything he always wanted to be. And surprisingly, the lizard too. The dead lizard slowly morphs into a splendid horse, a white stallion with a golden mane and tail. And the transformed man pets this new awesome creature, and he jumps on his back, and together they gallop at breakneck pace right into the heart of heaven, deeper and deeper into the happiness of God. May we all of us, permit God to do the same. But the question remains, what are your lizards? And will you allow God to kill them and transform you? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were you reflecting on, Teresa?
Well, first of all, I think everyone needs to read The Great Divorce. I can't even put into words how incredible each part of that story is, and how necessary it is to learn that about yourself through these characters. But
it's been a while since I've read it.
Yeah, I don't think I've read it since freshman year.
I think that might be the next audiobook that I do.
Mm-hmm. That would be a really good one. You could just go through a lot of C.S. Lewis, and it's kind of hard to run out.
Yeah.
It's a very, very palatable, but very intelligent writer, which is rare to find both in combination. But I was just thinking about how many experiences in life are kind of structured like that, where it feels like you could never let go of something and you could never force yourself into something and it's the exact thing you need the most of. Because growth is difficult and we go through growing pains. I think it can be hard because in this example, it's such a quick process, but I think the reality of it is that this life is that moment of, can I kill it? And it takes a repeated yes, and you really have to go through that purge in a sense.
Yeah.
Well, what were you reflecting on?
That the angel asks the soul 8 times, may I kill it? And God is waiting for us to say, we have to come to the point. This is what struck me. The man can't kill it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
The man can't do it on his own.
Yeah.
We have to come to the point where we will say, I can't. This is why we confess the same sins over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of growing in humility, which means recognizing God's God, I'm not. God's the only one who can do this. I can't set myself free from this lizard, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. We recognize that we're powerless and we turn to God and we say, I need you to kill it.
Yeah.
But then the problem is he will. And he's so reckless.
Well, that's a word for it.
God is so reckless.
You mean he just doesn't take care of all the things that we want to hold on to? Or
if you give him unconditional permission, he's going to kill that lizard.
Yeah.
And he's not concerned about the pain that we're going to endure to have it gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was reflecting on is that this is not a self-help thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a you got to fix yourself. This is, Lord, I see this. I can't change it. Will you please do it? I want you to do it. I'm begging you to do it. And then when it starts happening, to accept it.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's for our divinization, our transformation into God. And I like what you said, that it's not a quick process, it's a long process. And according to God's providence, everything that you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, everything is part of the way God is killing the lizard, if we could just accept it.
Yeah, think about if you were reading a book and the characters came across their first obstacle and they triumphed, and then they came across their second obstacle and they said, never mind, this sucks, and they just stopped.
What do you mean?
I mean, the way I look at life and not accepting all these trials is like, well, I had this whole big plan to become holy, and then you gave me an obstacle, so now I'm done with it. Now I'm getting off the train. Yeah. As if that wasn't part of the plot.
Well, I mean, the real issue, which we've been trying to hit in these rosary meditations, the real issue is that what I want and what God wants are at odds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wants to give me himself, and I want to cling to earthly things in a disordered way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real issue.
Yeah.
That's the whole point about the obstacles, is I'm just not getting what I want.
Mm-hmm. We're just toddlers.
We're just toddlers.
I think it's so one of the important, beautiful lessons you learn, and why parenthood is so beautiful, is that you have to stop and love someone who is acting exactly how we act towards God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you realize how frustrating it is to try and take care of someone who really wants to put their finger in a socket.
Yeah. I've stuck my finger in a lot of sockets. Yeah, God is very patient with us. But again, for me, this is the point. God's not pointing a finger at you saying, get your life together, mm-hmm. and then I'll love you.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, if you'll let me, I'll transform you. But you can't do it on your own. So we just have to learn to entrust ourselves to him and ask him to transform us, and then know that in all the painful ways it comes, he's divinizing us. And everyone should read The Great Divorce, or listen to it, or read it out loud with a friend. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.